The state of Alaska must still release another batch of emails from Sarah Palin's time as governor, but don't expect them anytime soon. Somewhat lost in the hubbub over Friday's release of thousands of pages of emails was the fact that it only covered the first 21 months of the Palin administration. Several news outlets have requested records from the rest of her time in office, but Assistant Attorney General Dave Jones says the governor's office has yet to send them to the Department of Law for review.
So we don't know yet how many email messages will be involved, and therefore won't be able to predict how long it might take to review them and get them out.
State Administrative Services Director Linda Perez also isn't sure how long it will take to release the next batch of emails, which will cover October 1, 2008, through Palin's resignation on July 26, 2009. Perez says news outlets began requesting the additional records in the last 6 months. The state came under fire for taking 2.5 years to process Friday's release, but Jones says it takes time to review the emails for privileged information, which he says cannot be done electronically.
I know from personal experience in looking at these documents that it would be very difficult to do a thorough privilege review electronically, just to run some searches and come up with everything that is confidential.
The next email release will actually be the fourth document dump related to Palin's time as governor. Last year, the state released about 3,000 pages of Todd Palin's emails, showing the hands-on role he played in state government. Some emails related to the so-called Troopergate investigation have also been released. Several news organizations have posted all the Palin emails released to date on the web.